KJC Country, 104.7 FM, Kennel Club time, and Mike Friedgen joining us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing marvelous for a Monday. I always love talking to you and getting the lowdown on what's happening over there at the animal shelter. Let's start with some of the pets available for adoption. What you got over there right now, Mike?
Oh, we got a couple of really nice dogs, medium to full size. Mm-hmm. We have a boxer lab mix that is really nice dog, gentle, seems to be good around children, ready for adoption.
Nice.
We have a couple of bigger dogs. At one time last week, I think we had a Mastiff in there.
Really?
Yeah. Now, that was a good-sized dog.
Yeah.
But friendly, very friendly. We got a bunch of cats and kittens right now. Just had another batch of kittens over the weekend, so they're not ready to go yet.
All
but
right.
If you people want to come in and pay attention to them, they like to be held, and we like to have them held so that they get people-friendly.
You bet.
So a lot of that going on. We do have a couple of dogs out right now that are being fostered, and we do allow that. If you come in and you see a dog that or a cat that you're interested in, but mm-hmm. you're not sure if it's going to mix and match into your home,
right.
you can foster it for a while. And then if it works out, you can take and finish the paperwork. If
sure.
it doesn't work out, you can bring it back and try another one. There's always more to try.
There you go. What a great program to do that, for sure. Well, that's what's happening over there now. But you guys just got done with a terrific fundraiser, didn't you?
Oh, we had a golf outing out at Red Hawk on July 31st. And I'll tell you what, that was a fun time. The sponsors there... from the Animal Humane Society
yeah.
in Heartland there, did an excellent job. Yvonne Trout, I know, worked her tail off to make sure it was fun. We had 24 teams overall, and really just a wonderful day for an outing.
Right.
Couldn't ask for better weather.
Right.
I participated. You know, I don't understand this game because, you know, when you pay money to play something, you want to get as much out of it as you can. These people that like to finish, you know, 5-6 under on par out there, you're stealing away strokes.
That's right. I'm with you on that one. I've played in enough of those. Well, all to help out the Humane Society there, and I know all that money goes right back in to keep the pets going good and to keep all the volunteers and to keep all the supplies up.
We get everybody... worked really hard.
Yeah.
At the event, they announced that they have a little over $7,000
nice.
For the shelter and the Humane Society, which comes in very handy. Like you said, sometimes the vet bills, you know,
right.
add up. And it's just good to have when you bring an animal in, you know, that's not feeling well, and we
right.
take care of it, get it better, and then rehome it to a new home. Yeah, it's a good feeling.
Boy, you bet. Well, Mike, if they want more information, they can always call over to the shelter. What are the hours right now?
The hours are from 9 until 4, Monday through Friday, 10 until 2, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
10 until noon on Saturday. And then they can call 362-3170 if they want any information on it. Or they can stop out at the shelter. We're right next to the road commission.
Sounds good, buddy. Hey, you guys have a great week, and I'll look forward to talking to you again next Monday morning, Mike.
All right, well, thank you very much, Kevin, and thanks to Carol Broadcasting.